April is National Poetry Month, and NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke to the Poet Laureate of the United States, Billy Collins.
A famous poet once said, "Poetry is news that stays news," which is why it is surely a good moment to take in the world through a poem or two. Poetry can offer relief, says Billy Collins, in uncertain times.
Ambiguity is a bad thing in the public world. I mean, we want to be clear about what we're doing and what we're hearing. But poetry is a home for ambiguity. I think someone defined poetry as the clear expression of mixed feelings. I think poetry allows us to have contrary feelings at the same time and unresolved attitudes.
In the midst of all of this unrelenting coverage, what are you reading?
Well, I'm reading this poet named Wisława Szymborska, who's a Polish poet. In her childhood, Poland was being invaded, and she published her first books at the kind of height of Stalinism. So, I mean, she speaks with a certain authority that I think many American poets don't have. Her poem is called "We Knew the World Backwards and Forwards." We knew the world backwards and forwards, so small it fit in a handshake, so easy it could be described in a smile, as plain as the echoes of old truths in a prayer. History did not greet us with triumphant fanfare. It flung dirty sand in our eyes. Ahead of us were distant roads leading nowhere, poisoned wells, bitter bread. The spoils of war is our knowledge of the world, so large it fits in a handshake, so hard it could be described in a smile, as strange as the echoes of old truths in a prayer.
So that's not actually an anti-war poem.
I think it's about the truth that war is a reality. And the bitter bread and the sand in our eyes are part of human experience. I don't think it's certainly not an idealistic poem. It's a response to human cruelty.
Is there a poem that you're reading that has nothing whatsoever to do with the real world, that has to do maybe with a pure escape, reminding us of daffodils or love or the classic subject matter of April?
Mm-hmm. Here's a four-line poem by a poet named Carol Snow. It's called "Tour." Near a shrine in Japan, he'd swept the path and then placed camellia blossoms there. Or, we had no way of knowing, he'd swept the path between fallen camellias. It's sort of a sweet poem that involves camellia blossoms, but at the same time, it's a little riddle. And I think maybe the poetry's greatest offering is to remind us of these larger truths. It's the vanity of every age to think it's peculiar, that it's part of a kind of historic turning point. Whereas if you read history, you find out that the same truths and events are repeated with different costumes and different languages. And poetry's great function, perhaps, is to remind us that we are part of a great community of historic experience.
Something probably good to know right now.
I think so. Good time to carry a poem in your pocket.
Billy Collins, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Billy Collins is Poet Laureate of the United States. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.